I entered the room where the corpse lay and was led up to the coffin. How can I describe my sensations on beholding it? I feel yet parched with horror, nor can I reflect on that terrible moment without shuddering. An agony that faintly reminds me of the anguish of the recognition. The trial, the presence of the magistrate and witnesses passed like a dream from my memory when I saw the lifeless form of Henry Clerval stretched before me. I gasped for breath and, throwing myself on the body, I exclaimed, "Have my murderous machinations deprived you also, my dearest Henry, of life? Two I have already destroyed. Other victims await their destiny, but you, Clerval, my friend." A fever succeeded to this. I lay for 2 months on the point of death. My ravings, as I afterwards heard, were frightful. I called myself the murderer of William, of Justine, and of Clerval. Sometimes I felt the fingers of the monster already grasping my neck, and screamed aloud with agony and terror. Why did I not die? More miserable than man ever was before. Why did I not sink into forgetfulness and rest? Of what materials was I made that I could thus resist so many shocks, which like the turning of the wheel, continually renewed the torture.